Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
So shout out to us for picking the Bills in Survivor, and I'm sorry to anyone who had Green Bay, but turn out the lights. The party's over. We loved it. We danced on your grave. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? With Daboll and this team? I gotta see Joe Shane up in the owner's box, looking with his suit, looking like he's going for his first communion.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe. And you know what? This is going to be for people that are watching the show right now. You're going to get a treat right now if you are watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch or anywhere else while we're broadcast. Mike, put Femi on the screen here. So we are basically wearing the same t-shirt. We both have a t-shirt on with blue stripes on it. We look ridiculous. I think that Femi should have to change during this segment. Hold on a second, because I am in an office. I don't have a change of clothes. I don't do the show from home anymore. You are home. If I were home, I would put a different shirt on. I cannot do that. I think you need to change your shirt. And again, if you're not watching the show, just visualize in your head two people wearing the exact same shirt on the same show. It's not great. Femi?
We're in betting jail is what we are. We're wearing the stripes is what's happening here. Well, here's what's happening. I have been stripe territory on this show. Like,
that is
for
fair.
Those who've been watching, you are like usually solid black tee. Maybe
true.
Sometimes I go with like that green gray one. So like, I would never expect that. Hey, today on the show, Nick might wear a striped t-shirt. That's never going to go through my mind. So that's what I'm saying with that. Like, that's my defense. Which,
but there is,
it does
but
look
it doesn't,
ridiculous. And I
but you can be. But here's the thing: like, you can be right. But there's no recourse. I don't have another shirt. Like, I can't do anything. Even if I agree with you. What's the curveball?
That's what I'm wondering. You were wearing a striped shirt.
Do you want to know what the reason is?
Please, tell us.
So, the t-shirts that I wear on the show, this is a little embarrassing. And if we're going to do a ton of sports on the show. My whole open is going to be about Seahawks, Cardinals, prop angles. It's all coming your way in a second. But the t-shirts that I wear on the show, I bought them for Club Monaco, which makes it, I don't know if that like makes it sound expensive. They were like $20, but they're Club Monaco t-shirts. I bought them.
Sponsor the show if they want.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. They're inexpensive t-shirts that have lasted forever. I got them in like 2021. They've been washed, and I have like four different black ones, a couple different colors. The black ones are the ones I cycle through on the show. My wife does laundry constantly, so I don't wear dirty shirts, so they're always clean. They've been washed so many times and dried so many times that they don't really fit me anymore. So on the show, like, they look fine because I'm sitting. Like, it looks like it fits me really well. But when I wear them outside, like, I look like an Oompa Loompa. Like, it's bad. Like, I'm in pretty good shape. I look like, my chest looks like Sydney Sweeney, and not in a good way. Like, as a man, in a bad way. And like, it
got good jeans.
And it looks like you could serve drinks on my gut. And I'm in good shape. The shirts are bad. The shirts are bad. And now that I have to, I actually got shamed by my wife and my father-in-law here. Like, wow. Basically saying, like these are the shirts that you wear out of the house. And it was one thing when I was doing the show from home, and it didn't make a difference. I leave the house now, and I'm way too vain for this. So, like, this t-shirt I'm wearing right now is a t-shirt that I would wear over the summer, like, with a bathing suit mm-hmm. to the beach, like a plain bathing suit. Yesterday, yeah. You might have noticed that I was wearing a different shirt as well, which is another shirt mm-hmm. that I wear with a green bathing suit. Anyway, because I'm very fashion conscious. So we've reached the point now where I need to buy new solid t-shirts, and I haven't done it yet. Ergo, okay. We are now getting these new t-shirts for me on the show. So that's the reason why. It's because I'm embarrassed.
I've got a Schmeedy Yum t-shirt for you.
Like, I look like who's the fat pig who, like, blows up in that... In the movie.
Was it Augustus? Wasn't it Augustus, whatever his last name is, like Augustus Gloop?
I thought it was Violet.
Oh, like, no, like the girl. Oh, Violet. Yeah, Violet. Yeah. Why are you turning Violet? Augustus, yeah. Augustus just was drinking the chocolate river. That was Augustus' deal, and he fell into that. Yeah, but yeah, Violet.
Chocolate river. Yeah, like I feel like Violet, right? Like, I walk around in these shirts, and I'm a fat pig in those shirts. So they gotta go. So you might get a couple curveballs for me in the shirt department. I'm hoping to come back with a solid black shirt at some point in the near future. Is Bill Zimmerman here? Well, Bill, will you come on and make that noise for everybody in honor of how I look when I wear these medium t-shirts? Is Bill Zimmerman around? He's only the producer of the show. Is he here?
Let you down, Nick, would I? All right, yes. So to repeat from yesterday, all I have to say is...
It's really like...
It's too good. It's too good.
All right. So there you go. Femi and I are wearing this. I'm sorry, okay?
It's my fault, okay?
Hand up, my fault. I don't have another shirt to wear. Or keep it on, and we'll just wear the same shirt the entire show. Well, anyway.
I mean, Willow's looking at me like she's just trying to make noises now, which she's not, but I'm going to go ahead and change as a way to kind of get her away from me.
All right, so for everyone that's here for the sports...
See you in a segment.
All right. Bye, Femi. It's You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the exact same t-shirt, the crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM, YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Follow us there, you pigs. And on Twitch, radio stations nationwide, in your hearts, in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting, the show presented by BetMGM. Coming up on the show... We will survive. I hope. Tyler, Femi, and myself, we will talk through our survivor entry for week number 4. We have made it through the first 3 weeks. I have my big board of picks for this week in Survivor. We'll get Tyler's big board. We will get Femi's big board. And we will hope to come to a consensus today on our survivor pick for this week. And if not, we'll carry it into tomorrow because we will not be taking either the Cardinals or the Seahawks tonight on Thursday Night Football. Also, we will continue to run through the marquee college football games of the week. Epic college football Saturday on the way. And I am going to tell you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, why I am so confident in my bets for both Oregon and Penn State and Georgia and Alabama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Femi's Betting Things, voiced by Brad Evans, are on the way. And among them, we will talk some Major League Baseball heading into the final weekend of the regular season. And one of the questions will focus on the American League East and my New York Yankees. Three tremendous guests will join us. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish on college football. NBC sports betting analyst Jay Croucher, week four in the NFL. And who's going to win American League MVP? The big dumper or Aaron Judge? And pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola in the final hour as well. All his bets for week four in the National Football League. We will close the show, final hour, power hour, with our bets for the Seahawks and the Cardinals, side, total, and props. And we will take your submissions, you, the real ones, your best bet for Thursday night football, a side, a total, a prop. And we would love if you would give them to us on YouTube. So if you're watching the show on YouTube, type into the chat. You could type in all whatever you want. We'll answer your questions. We'll talk to you throughout the show. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Your best bet for tonight, we will read them at the end of the show. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you can log on YouTube for 5 seconds, write your bet in, and we will shout you out, and we will talk about it later in the program. But we officially begin, 9 minutes in, the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Thursday Night Football in the desert. Makes it sound really dramatic. As the 2-1 Arizona Cardinals host the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks. Both of these teams right now in the BetMGM futures market are minus prices to miss the playoffs. So the betting market right now doesn't like either of these teams to make the playoffs. That's before the game is played tonight. After the game, assuming no tie, one of these teams will be 3-1, and methinks the betting market will shift just a little bit. Damn, baby. All I need is a little bit. As far as the game itself goes, that's why we're wearing the stripes here for the candy shop or whatever song that is. Anyway, the Seahawks won. I'm getting my 50 Cent songs mixed up. Seahawks, 1.5-point road favorites, the total 43.5. And the line matches the vibes of the game. Because while both teams are 2-1, the Seahawks 2-1 feels way better than Arizona's 2-1. Seattle barely loses to San Francisco in the opener. Really should have won the game. And maybe that is a little bit of sour grapes for me, because I bet Seattle in that game. But look, like you watched the game. San Francisco got a little lucky. That kind of stuff happens in the NFL and when you bet. And since then, Seattle goes into Pittsburgh, beats the Steelers, and maybe shouldn't have won by 14, but they won the game nonetheless, and destroys the New Orleans Saints at home. For Arizona, a loser last week against the Niners, and it was a pathetic performance from the Cardinals. And even in their wins, week one against the Saints, week two against the Carolina Panthers. These are not impressive wins from Arizona. And remember, I'm the guy that loved the Cardinals coming into the year. I wish it were different. I wish I could come on the air right now and tell you Arizona's awesome and Arizona's percolating and Arizona's on the cusp of big things. But I got to keep it a buck, as the kids would say. Like Young, one of the G-Unit members, along with Lloyd Banks.
G-Unit!
I'd love to bet Arizona in this game. And I might. I do think, despite the Cardinals' injury report, where Will Johnson is unlikely to play, he's doubtful for Arizona, Zay Jones out with a concussion, we think that left tackle Paris Johnson will play, but listed as questionable. We'll find out for sure 90 minutes before kickoff. Even with Arizona's injury report being what it is, and Femi Reds, he's expected to play. We'll wait for confirmation, but we do think Paris Johnson will play. I do think that Arizona should be a small favorite in this game. -1, maybe -1.5, not 3. But I do think that this is a WTF game. Wrong team favored. But I can't bring myself to bet the Cardinals. I'm going to be on the sidelines for this one as far as the side is concerned. Now, I've basically got Arizona bets with all my preseason stuff, but I can't bring myself to make the bet. And the reason is, if the Cardinals are going to win this game tonight against Seattle, it requires a couple leaps of faith from me, the better, from you, the better. Right? Because there are questions that we ask ourselves about the Arizona Cardinals. What's this run game going to look like with James Conner out for the season? Why isn't Kyler Murray better? Why can't Marvin Harrison Jr. catch the ball? And why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? You're going to need things to happen for Arizona in this game. I think you might get them. But Kyler's been such a disappointment. Marvin Harrison can't catch the ball. I think Trey Benson's going to be good as the number one running back, and we'll talk about his props in a little bit here, maybe to start the next segment. I like him in the receiving game here. I don't know what this is going to look like. James Conner brought such a physical element to that ground game. Can Trey Benson do that? Even if I think he's really shifty and he's fast and he can be explosive, I think the Cardinals might lose a little bit of their offensive identity, what little of it they had with James Conner being out. And the big thing when I think about this game, and I would encourage anyone to try and come up with an argument against this, the Cardinals have a higher ceiling than the Seahawks, both in this game and over the balance of a full regular season. The Cardinals' ceiling is higher. But the floor? I think the floor is definitely higher for Seattle. And that makes it a difficult game to bet from a side and total perspective. So, I'm not going to give you a bet on the side right now. Maybe I'll end up betting Arizona at the end of the show. If I do, it'll be for peanuts, just for something to root for, in addition to all my Arizona stuff from before the season. So I would bet Arizona if I had to bet it, but I don't feel that strongly about it. Lean towards the under, but not a strong feeling there. So it's good that I got a bunch of prop thoughts coming everybody's way to start the next segment. We'll talk about Marvin Harrison Jr., and his receiving yards prop for tonight. We will get into Trey Benson and his receiving yards prop, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and some big anytime touchdown prices. We're just getting started here on a Thursday. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the exact same t-shirt, and you on the BetMGM Network.
With You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.